And this is Arizona Boomer Radio with a conversation today on August 29th, Wednesday, August 29th, 2012, broadcasting live from our studios in Sun City, Arizona. I invite the listeners to visit with us on our website, boomerandthebabe.com, and see what the Boomer and the Babe Incorporated is involved in. And if there's any way we can help you with our product or processes, we'd be more than happy to do that as well. In addition, please sign up for our online newsletter, or actually our online magazine, and that is Boomer Experience Speaks, and you can do that right there on the front page of our website. So with that being said, I want to introduce today's guest. We have a lady that has been involved in makeup artistry and of late some modeling, and her name is Cindy Joseph. She is a Ford model, and welcome to the Boomer the Babe Show, Cindy Joseph.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Well, we're glad that you've been able to join us today. I'm very interested in your makeup artistry work that you did prior to getting involved on the other side of the camera, I guess you could say. But prior to that, what was it that got you involved in this line of work, and what is your background, your little two-minute movie, if you will, about what Cindy Joseph is? Where did you start? Where were you? Where are you from? And any background history you care to give us. So here's your opportunity to tell us about you.
Wonderful. I'll try to put it in a nutshell. I was born in Seattle, Washington. I grew up in Northern California during the 60s, so it was all about Twiggy and fashion and all of that at the beginning, and I was influenced by all of it and started looking through the magazines, and I wanted to look just like those girls. So I learned everything I could about makeup and fake eyelashes and eyeliner and did everything I could to imitate, you know, what the models looked like way back then. And as many young women go through, you know, feeling like they're not pretty enough, they're not good enough, they're not, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I did everything I could to myself and my girlfriends to kind of, you know, recreate the standard of beauty during that time. And then towards the end of the 60s, everything changed. And our generation, as you well know, were rebelling against the status quo and looking for new lifestyles, et cetera. And I realized that I really didn't want to try to look like somebody else. I wanted to feel right about myself as I was, as well as my peers and my girlfriends. So I threw out all the makeup and all the fashion and went completely au naturel and became a classic California flower child. And as I got older, I sort of realized that that was, you know, a pretty extreme reaction, and found a happy medium. And my husband, the man that I married, was teaching himself photography. And every time he would photograph somebody, I thought, well, I could at least put my skills to use here, because nobody looked like they looked in person on camera. So I needed to do a little bit of makeup so they look like themselves as the eye sees them. So long story short, I learned all the skills of makeup for photography, ended up getting into the business in California, and I thought, this is perfect because I really want to send a message to all women that you're beautiful as you are, you don't need to change anything. And I thought, you know, my daughter and her friends would listen to me if I was in the business because it would give me more credibility. So I ended up in the fashion industry, making up the supermodels and celebrities at the time for 27 years, and really created the natural look in fashion. And lo and behold, at the end of that career, when I had no idea it was going to happen, at age 49, I was approached on the street in New York City and asked to model for Dolce & Gabbana with a very famous photographer. I thought my friends were playing a joke on me, but it ended up the real deal. And I went from makeup artistry to model overnight. And I've been modeling for the last 13 years, representing baby boomers, because we are a powerful bunch of people and we're still living very active, exciting lives. And baby boomer women are still interested in fashion and makeup and aging with style and beauty. So it's been an absolute just honor to represent our age group in fashion and beauty. So that's been very, very exciting. And then I decided, okay, it's time to create a pro-age makeup line. Enough with anti-aging and anti-wrinkle and anti-everything. There's nothing wrong with growing older. It's something to celebrate. So I have created Boom by Cindy Joseph, a cosmetic line for baby boomers.
Excellent. Let's get into a little into the weeds, I guess you could say. When you were in the industry of actually being the makeup artist yourself and making people look as close as they could to themselves and still be photogenic, I guess is a good word for the camera, who in that time, day and age, were there names or that we would recognize of people that had a natural beauty that you had to do very little with? Who is out there that you would see them on the camera and you would also easily recognize them on the street even if they were out without any makeup?
That's a really, really good question. Wow. I like it. Get into the weeds. So I was making up women such as Cindy Crawford, Christy Turlington, Naomi Campbell, Renee Simonson, Kristen McMenemy. There are so many of them, as well as actresses, Uma Thurman, Susan Sarandon, Barbara Hershey. There's just so many. My career spanned over 27 years, so there were a lot of them. And I would say you would recognize all of them on the street. It would be pretty unusual not to, because, you know, the way somebody moves, carries themselves, their length of their hair, their coloring, you know, is really what, you know, marks a person. So even though we spent 2 hours doing hair and makeup and fantasy and, you know, all the fashions and everything, I would say you would still be able to recognize, you know, most people, unless it was a drag queen or somebody with,
right,
you know,
right,
massive, massive costume. And we had a blast. I mean, the interesting thing about fashion and beauty magazines is they really are meant to be fantasy. Nobody's supposed to walk out on the street like that. But what happens is women look at it and they see this absolutely, you know, flawless perfection. And then they start thinking something's wrong with them and they have to fix something or conceal something. And I always say, check your motivation. If you're dressing up and wearing jewelry and doing your hair out of fun and pleasure, then go for it, because it's a woman having pleasure is really what makes her attractive and beautiful. But if you're doing it out of fear and desperation and you feel that you need to change something about yourself, no matter what you do, you're not going to come across attractive, because you're going to be carrying that negative viewpoint about yourself. I love the quote, "Taking joy in living is a woman's best cosmetic." And we can see it in our girlfriends and our wives and our sisters and our daughters, but it's very, very hard for a woman to look in the mirror and be objective. So I think it's always great, you know, get your girlfriends, get the men that love you around you, and get an objective point of view.
Sure. At some point in time, there was a lot of discussion, at least I felt it was a lot of discussion, and maybe the reason I was so attuned to it was the fact that I was raising a daughter on my own. And before Deborah came along, it was just me and her for a while. I was concerned with the things about self-image for young women and girls, and I started thinking, I hope that my daughter's not taking this to heart. You know, she didn't exhibit any outward signs of it. I mean, she just put on what I thought was pretty much normal makeup when she started to use makeup, and she wasn't too concerned with the other stuff. So she had a pretty good sense of herself, I think. But has that discussion, it seems to me to have waned a little bit. Has it waned, or is it just me that I'm no longer involved in that aspect of my life, that I'm just not noticing it as much?
Well, first off, I have to say congratulations to you for raising your daughter as long as you did on your own. That's quite a lot to take on, and I really respect that. And as far as, you know, what she went through, every girl goes through her own process, and it's really different from one to the next. And I would definitely ask her what she thinks. You know, depending upon where you live and what age you are, you know, you're going to hear a lot of different points of view. But overall, there is an epidemic of anorexia and bulimia. Now, there's a big, big question. The psychologists and the doctors that work with these people say it really doesn't have to do with fashion magazines and images. It has to do with what happened in that individual's life when they were much younger and their need to control, and controlling their diet is the only thing they can control. However, there have been studies made of teenagers today who open up magazines that are specifically for them, and older women, when they open the magazine, within 15 minutes, their self-esteem drops, and they go into a semi-depression. I just heard this on NPR the other day, and there are a group of young women that are rebelling against this and not purchasing the magazines for them. And one magazine, 17 magazine, stepped up to the plate and said, "We hear you, and we are going to change our imaging." So that's why I mentioned their name, because I really respect what they're doing. But it's a huge problem in our society, and that's why as women age, they're doing Botox and facelifts and all this stuff, trying to look as young as possible, as long as possible, because we are, the message sent to women from a very young age is, you are going to lose value as you age, or at least if you look like you're aging. And it's complete make-believe. You know, 100 years ago, for centuries before that, we were only valued for childbearing. But it's the 21st century. And I say, everybody wake up and smell the coffee. Women over 50 are rocking and rolling and extremely valuable and doing, you know, important work, and they have their own natural beauty. Every stage of life has its own beauty, from birth to death. And we all know this deep in our hearts. However, the messaging does not tell us that. So as young women, we start getting bombarded by these messages saying, be careful, watch out, make sure you use the wrinkle cream, make sure you use all this stuff. You want to look as young as possible for as long as possible so you'll be noticed, you'll get the job, you'll get the guy, you know, you'll be valued. And it's complete make-believe. And it's time to put that archaic point of view away and realize that a newborn baby has a unique beauty, an adolescent has a unique beauty, a woman in her 20s has a unique beauty, as well as a woman in her 40s and her 50s and her 60s, all the way into your hundreds. There is a unique beauty to every stage of life, and it's time to celebrate that. And that's what Boom is all about. It's a pro-age cosmetic line, and it's not about concealing, fixing, and changing. It's about looking like you look when you're your happiest and you're most excited about your life. And that's really when anybody is at their most attractive, because we want to be around happy people.
Sure, and I believe, based on my experience with raising one daughter, that it really is a lot to do with what the parent allows. Magazines, regardless of what's going on with the magazines, all the other things that you see on television and the movies and whatever else, it's still basically, I think, it comes down to what the parent allows. And I know, for instance, that when my daughter was very young and she was growing up and she was out playing around, she was playing with the boys, and she was roughhousing with the boys. But then when it came time to go someplace with Daddy, she would want to get dressed up and wear her dress to go down to McDonald's and get a hamburger. Now, that wasn't a good idea to go to McDonald's, but nonetheless, you get my picture. But when she was going out with Daddy, she wanted to get dressed up, and when she was out just roughhousing around, swimming in the pool, climbing trees, getting into fights with the boys, she was just a knockdown, drag out, and she didn't really care. And to this day, at 37 years of age with two daughters of her own. She is still the same way. When she's going out with her husband, she's just dressed to the nines and she looks really, really good. And other than that, she goes to the grocery store, she goes down, she works out at the gym, she does whatever she does. The girls go with her, the girls are always dressed nicely, but there's no pretense. And I think that's a key word. I think pretense is a key word when you're raising them. And if you raise them without pretense, then it's also going to be the case that they may not have as much of a tendency to develop pretense. What do you think?
Well, I just love that you noticed all those, you know, those things, you know, about your daughter. And it sounds like, you know, she was raised by a father and was surrounded by people that really found her right for who she was, and that she didn't have to have any pretense, and that what she did for pleasure. Now, when we were little girls, we played dress-up. Women like jewelry and makeup and clothing and fun shoes and all that because it's fun. But we don't want to wear it because we have to, because we feel obligated, or we feel like, oh, well, we're not going to be attractive if we don't do it. We want to know we're attractive, schlepping to the grocery store in our baggy pants and greasy hair, as well as when we dress up for dinner and put on a little glimmer and a little glamour. And we do it entirely because it's fun. It's just a pleasurable thing to do. Not all women think it's pleasurable, but a lot of them do, and the ones that don't are just as attractive as the others.
Well,
it's really our prerogative. It's a choice.
Yeah, I notice it now also with my granddaughters. We had occasion to have them here over this last weekend, and for the time prior to that, they came. The families came out to visit. The family came out to visit us, And the granddaughters were here, and they wanted to put on a show. I mean, one is six and one is three, and they were going to put on a show. And they had to have their costumes. And they went into the back part of the house to put on their costumes, which was a necklace. And then they came out, and they did a dance routine or whatever. And they had more fun. And I know they played dress-up. They played dress-up at their houses. They dress up like Disney princesses, and they dress up like whatever, and but they realize it and recognize it for what it is. That's just that. It's fun and it's dress up, and I think I don't know when it went over the line. I don't know when it changed. You're in the business. Do you have any concept as to when it went over the line? When it was that, was there a switch that flipped and all of a sudden it became not just fun anymore? It became serious business.
Well, I think the Industrial Revolution changed everything. It changed our diets, it changed our homes, it changed everything. And, you know, when extended families didn't live together anymore and it was two in a box, you know, a husband, a wife, and two kids, women started getting really depressed. I mean, that was the days of Valium and Valley of the Dolls, and women were taking drugs because they were lonely. And when women go and meet, they gather, you know, because they're gathering, you know, to go shopping together or, you know, do something around, you know, an activity or a product. And advertising, you know, the manufacturers discovered that women were the shoppers. And when they come together to go to lunch and go shopping, I mean, that's where we find our social interaction. And, you know, it could also be over sports or business or something else. I'm not saying it's only around shopping, but that is, you know, statistically, women are the shoppers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kids are screaming, they don't want to be shopping. The men are bored, they're sitting there reading the newspaper. The women are the shoppers, and there's this whole thing about it, you know. It creates endorphins and dopamine in the body, and women get really happy when they're shopping. I mean, now there's people who are obsessive shoppers, and they're going to get help because of it. So the manufacturers know this, and they are doing everything they can to attract the women. And so you take the whole mix, and then you take the history, centuries before. It takes a long time for the brain to evolve. And the message that we're always getting is you'll be beautiful when or if you own this or you have this or you use this cream or you use this lipstick or you wear these shoes. With men, it's like buy this car, have this pool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just insidious. It's everywhere. And I remember, I mean, when we're little babies and we're just like learning to crawl around the coffee table and we're seeing these images of models on the covers of all the magazines, that goes into our brains. That enters, you know, that's information we are receiving. And it collects and it collects and it collects, and the peer pressure and, you know, all the messages we get that are indirect. And then we get direct messages. You know, you don't want to look like your grandmother before your time. Make sure you do this and do that. So, you know, or, you know, admiring stars, admiring singers, et cetera. So it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And
it's
everywhere. Women, all of us have to deal with it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I say educate ourselves, educate your daughters, your granddaughters, your nieces, even your sons and your nephews, and show them, you know, they take a normal girl, take them in the studio, spend 3 hours doing hair, makeup, and clothing. And then they take those photographs and they retouch them. And I think it's important for girls to understand that, for people to understand that. These are fantasy images. They are not real anymore. And that if you met any of these famous models, you know, in person, hanging out, you know, with no makeup on, just with their friends, you would see that they're normal people.
They got
they have
moles,
good days
like
and their bad days, like everybody else. Exactly right. And also, the way you look is affected by the way you feel. And how you feel is way, way more important than anything else. And you had used the term photogenic. It's very interesting because I watched these models come and go, the ones that made it and the ones that didn't, for 27 years. And they would all walk in and they all had straight noses, shiny hair, you know, all the things that we think are beautiful or perfect. And some of them were extremely photogenic and some of them weren't at all. And it was entirely based on how they felt about each other. If a girl felt good about herself, you could tell she had a healthy attitude towards herself and towards life. She would get out there, and even if she was maybe a little odd-looking and didn't fit the American beauty ethic of the time, man, she photographed so well. And it was something I discovered myself. I was in photo studios for 27 years. Nobody ever asked me to model. Why was it when I did not fit the qualifications of a model at all, too short, not skinny enough, and way too old, was I asked to model? It's because as I got older, I started feeling better and better about myself, and I did the work, and I took the care to learn to love myself, take care of myself physically, become healthier-minded, healthier body. So it just goes to show that that makes the biggest difference, because physically, I was, you know, far from the qualifications, but how I felt about myself is what made the huge difference.
Well, I guess it kind of goes to show that old Billy Crystal line when he was playing that Spaniard, he says it's better to feel good than to look good. Better to look good than to feel good is what he says. But really, what you're saying is it's better to feel good than to look
it's
good.
It's the other way around. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we can see it in each other. I mean, when a woman does go to the hairdresser and she comes out looking better, it's really more because she feels better about herself than because her hair is different. It's really that. It's the transformation in her attitude about herself. And that's why I am just adamant with my cosmetic line. I mean, women are writing to me and saying, oh, I love your products. I love your products. Will you please make a foundation or a concealer? And I write back and I say, you know what? I could make a lot more money. I could have this huge cosmetic company with all these products. But I am not interested in telling women that they have to conceal and cover, that they have to have perfectly even skin or cover the beauty that they've gained throughout their lives. I mean, you know, every scar you have, every sunspot, every freckle, every crow's feet, every silver hair are badges. Those are the characteristics that you have gained by living an active, experienced life, a life full of experiences.
Sure. Cindy, I'll tell you, I've got to take a little break here. I'm going to play a couple of spots that we have on our air, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the company itself, about the products, and just general information that you want to talk about as far as what it is that you're doing business-wise. We'll be right back.
Sounds lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Boomer the Babe are the publishers of Boomer Series Books. Our authors have their own shows on the Boomer the Babe Network. We encourage you to listen. Ron Naraki, author of the forthcoming book, The 10 Commandments of Investing, is the host of Wealth DNA, a financial show about real estate investment. Learn how to build and manage your portfolio. Ron hosts the show, and he always has good information to pass along, as do his guests. Listen to Wealth DNA on the second and fourth Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Arizona time. Tom Liggering's another Boomer Series author. His book, Success or Failure, The Choice is Yours, is the basis of the show he does with his broadcast partner, Dr. Terry Munther. Listen to Success or Failure with Tom and Terry on the fourth Wednesday of every month at 9 a.m. Arizona time. Learn how you can maximize your performance in business and in life. The methods you employ can either help or hinder. The choice is yours. The Boomer and the Babe are proud to be affiliated with Valley View Community Food Bank, where the food is always free. Valley View is now serving Phoenix from their new 36,000 square foot location at West Peoria and 107th Avenue in Sun City, Arizona. The new location houses the food bank, Feeding Arizona, and the Valley View Thrift Store. Feeding Arizona delivers food to other food banks and food pantries that are in need. If you're looking for a 501c3 to support, go to valleyviewcommunityfoodbank.com. All donations are welcome, be it food, money, or volunteer hours. No donation is too small. Get a hold of Jesse Ramirez, founder and director, and say, "I want to help." Valley View Community Food Bank, where the food is always free.
And welcome back to Arizona Boomer Radio with the Boomer and the Babe. This is Wednesday, August 29th, 2012, and we are talking with Cindy Joseph. She is a cover model who came lately to the game of modeling, and also she is an entrepreneur and developer of a makeup line called Boom. And Cindy, let's talk a little bit about Boom. And what is it that you were trying to accomplish? I know we've kind of talked around it a little bit in the earlier segment, but what is it you were trying to accomplish, and why did you want to accomplish your task, and how did you set the goals as far as what was going to happen with the company?
Well, Boom is about simplicity and safety. Having been a makeup artist for 27 years, I know makeup inside and out, and it is not complicated. And you don't need all the applicators and the complicated ingredients and all of that. There are only four products, and three of them are called Boomsticks. And every woman in a pinch has grabbed her lipstick and rubbed a little on her cheeks when she couldn't get to her cosmetic bag. Well, this is a whole cosmetic bag worth of makeup in three little sticks. They are all multitaskers, and there are no applicators. They are all made with very safe ingredients, no dangerous preservatives like parabens and phthalates. And one of them is made by my friends who are beekeepers in Hawaii, who discovered the miraculous healing ingredients and moisturizing ingredients that are found in the beehive. And it was a complete accident the way they discovered this, because They noticed their hands were becoming healthier and softer as they were working with the honey and the propolis and the beeswax. So they decided to play around with that and make a lotion. And when they did, they were using it, and then I started using it. And when I created the company, I said, okay, I want you guys to make a stick, if you can. We worked on it together, and they created Boomstick Glow, which is all the goodies from the beehive mixed with organic olive oil, and that's it. There are no binders. There are no preservatives. There are no emulsifiers, nothing extra. And it's really interesting because skin is a live organism. It's a live organ, and it absorbs everything that you put on it. And that eventually goes into your body and into your organs. And if it didn't, the patches wouldn't work that people use for nicotine and birth control, and there's something called Dramamine used for seasickness. And you just put a patch on your skin and it goes in. So what you put on your skin is really, really critical. So there is nothing in there that's not safe. And these ingredients from the beehive are amazing. The bees make something called propolis, which is nutritious as well as antiseptic. It keeps the hive germ-free. The beeswax holds all the ingredients together and keeps it on your skin so it'll go inside, and it also protects your skin from outside environmental toxins and poisons as well as the weather. And I have been getting reports from customers for the past 2 years saying that their skin is improving, their pores are getting smaller, their skin is so moisturized. They've tried many, many products that never worked, but Boomstick Glow is working for them. They're using it on their psoriasis, and it's improving, on their eczema, and it's going away. Young teenagers are using it on acne and pimples, and it's taking them away. So the results have been absolutely amazing, and I have also made a cream with the exact same ingredients so you can spread it on your whole body. And the other two boomsticks are for color and for a little bit of glimmer and bling. And when you wear them all together, with or without your own cosmetics, it works both ways. It's amazing. You just look so refreshed and glowing and healthy and colorful, and people notice you rather than the makeup, and you, your husband or your boyfriend will happily kiss you goodbye as you take off to go on your ventures after you've been made up, because you don't look like you have a mask on and you can't be touched. It's great for busy moms who don't have time to, you know, spend hours in front of the mirror with putting on makeup. It's quick, it's simple, it's easy to use, it's safe, and it works for everybody.
Now, do these, I mean, here's what little I know about makeup, other than the fact that I see an awful lot of it in this house that I live in. different colors and different, I guess it's almost like pancake makeup, you know, the brush-on stuff, the blush or whatever you ladies call it, and different color lipsticks and so on and so forth. Are we talking about that type of thing with what you're doing, or is this completely?
No, this is completely different than your typical cosmetic line. And there's only one color, and this works on all skin tones from porcelain white to chocolate. And the whole idea is that the color stick, you use it as a lipstick, you use it as a blush, you use it a little bit around your eyes and across your forehead. What it does is it gives you the look of revved up circulation. When a woman blushes, she might be blushing because she's working out. She might be blushing because she got embarrassed. She might be blushing because somebody just flirted with her. But when a woman's circulation revs up and she gets that beautiful blushed glow, she gets it in all the areas where the capillaries are close to the surface. So you don't just get color on your cheeks or just on your lips. You get color, you know, down the sides of your neck, a little bit on your chest. So Boomstick Color is a universal color. It's kind of a berry color, and it's extremely sheer. so your skin tone comes through it and customizes it just for you. So it really blushes you exactly the way you naturally blush when your circulation's revved up. And that is completely different than what other cosmetic companies are doing. What they're doing is creating colors that may or may not blend with your skin tone, but they're also accessories to your wardrobe. So if you're wearing peach tones, then you wear a peachy color. If you're wearing pink tones, you wear a pinky color. So this is a color that you can wear with any outfit, and you, in any skin tone, any woman can wear it. And it's for all ages, but it's particularly friendly for the older woman because it's a cream base rather than a powder base. Powders tend to make the texture you have in your skin exemplified. So if you have crow's feet and you have wrinkles, it tends to make them look stronger and more intense. And this is moisturizing, so it keeps your skin looking dewy and fresh and alive and touchable. And the Boomstick Glimmer is a highlighter. It adds a little bit of a glimmer and a radiance to your skin. So it's not like the powder eyeshadows and things that can tend to look a little garish and a little too made up and a little too heavy on an older woman. You know, we have so much more character in our face when we're older than when we're young. So you can't get away with the same type of cosmetics.
Well, I've seen women that use, I call it spackle. They have these wrinkles and lines or whatever.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And cosmetic companies say
women are going to look younger like that, but it makes them look older.
I swear they went to Ace Hardware and got a spackle knife to apply it. You know, it's just hideous, and it makes them look very phony. I guess is the right word.
Well, it makes them look more like a theatrical, you know, display than a real person. And the thing is. You're not fooling anybody. When you wear that much makeup, you're not fooling anybody. We can see it on your skin. And people are so much more attractive when they're real looking and they're approachable and touchable. And one of the things I really wanted to share with you about the bee and the honey and the propolis and all of this, I did a lot of research on this, and medical science is rediscovering the healing qualities of honey, and they're using it directly on the gauze that they lay across burn victims. And the skin is healing in half the time with less scarring. Honey is really a miraculous thing. And my fiancé uses Boom Silk and Boomstick Glow on his skin. And if he gets a burn or he's got a cut from, you know, working with his tools and he uses Boomstick Glow, it's healing much, much faster than if he didn't. So it's really quite amazing. Go ahead.
I was going to say what's amazing is that there are so many things in nature that have a benefit. And take here in the desert in Arizona, take the aloe plant. I mean, they say you have a burn, get yourself an aloe plant, peel the leaf off so you get to the aloe, and just rub it right over the burn. I have had occasion to do that. It absolutely works. And, you know, some of these old, tried and true, naturopathic, I guess you could almost call them, remedies and things that occur naturally in life are some of the best stuff ever. You don't have to go through all the chemistry and whatever and testing
it out. I'm so glad you said that.
Like that. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's directly from the plant. And the reason I don't offer an aloe product is because nobody needs it. You just get the plant. Keep it in your kitchen. When you get a grease burn, take the plant, cut it open, and put it on your body. Most people don't have beehives, and it takes a lot of work to get the surplus honey and stuff. And one of the things I want to stress is it doesn't hurt the bees at all. Bees make way more than what they need, and we only take the surplus. We want to keep those bees alive and happy. And there's a big scare right now across the nation that the bees are disappearing. So the more we create beehives, the better. And what they make is so amazing. And like you say, I don't do anything to it other than take it out of the hive and mix it with the olive oil. It's already clean. It's already antiseptic. It's 100% organic. And all those natural goodies are right there. There's nothing added. And a lot of companies will take the aloe plant and they mix it with 10,000 chemicals. And you read the label and the aloe is like the 10th ingredient on the list. And they're listed legally. They have to be listed by how much is in there. So it's so much better to just go straight to the plant. And using Boomstilk and Boomstick Glow is really like going straight to the beehive. I mean, my friends, they put it in little Cuisinarts, they mix it up, pour it right in the jar, and that's it. You couldn't get closer to nature.
Well, you talk about the aloe. It's interesting when you say that things on the labels have to be listed by the percentage of use in the product. They may put aloe in there, and aloe might be way well down the list, but aloe certainly is big and bold on the label.
Exactly right. And you know what? The beauty of getting older and becoming more educated and having more skills and having the wisdom is they can't pull the wool over our eyes. We know the difference. And they try, but a really, you know, intelligent shopper reads the label, they do the research, they check out the ingredients, and they know. And that is one of the things that I felt so strongly about when I created this company. First off, I wanted to ask myself, does anybody really need this? Does anybody really want this? Can I create a company with integrity, and can I be honest with my customers about what I'm doing? And I stick to that no matter what. I answer everybody honestly. You go to my website, and all the answers are there. And I don't claim that Boomstilk does all these things. I only post testimonials from customers that have written to me and said, I mean, the first one that came in was a woman from Wisconsin. She's a farmer, and she's outdoors in the winter, all winter long, in like 10 and 20 degrees below zero. And she wrote to me and she said, I saw your product and I thought it'd be great. So I ordered the Boomstilk Trio, and she said, every winter my lips so cracked and so dry that they bleed. She said, I have tried every product on the market. I've gone to dermatologists and tried everything they give me. I even used bag balm, which is for the cow's udders on my lips, and nothing worked. And when I opened up Boomstick Glow, I thought, well, you know what? I might as well try. What's it going to hurt? And I put it on every 20 minutes for the rest of the day. And lo and behold, I woke up the next morning and my lips were healing. And I was like, wow. And I immediately, you know, told all my customers about it. And then as the months went by, I started getting more and more testimonials about what the honey and the propolis and all of that was doing for people's skin. And I had a girl here that was living in my house who had a little pimples right on the front of her cheeks. And she started using Boomstick Glow, and 2 weeks they were gone and never came back. So it's like it's the real deal. I do not tell a lie.
There you go.
It's
so
pretty
you're,
amazing.
So are you experiencing a modicum of success, or is this turning into a huge success? What are your plans for the product?
Well, I would like to say it's a huge success because it is to me. I am still running the business solo. I work out of my office in my home, and the customer base is growing. I have an online business, so you can only order it online. I am hoping one day to get on home shopping networks. I am hoping one day to be in retail stores. The business is growing in a healthy way. It's growing steadily, and I wouldn't say it's growing fast or slow. It's growing at a good rate. I do all my own customer service emails. So you could call it a grassroots company. Like I said, I'm running it myself. My friends, the beekeepers in Hawaii, are creating two of the products. And then a company out in Long Island is doing the formula for me for the other two. So I would say it's a modest business, but it's going well. I'm happy. My customers are happy, and that's what I can report. I'm definitely going to add some more products. I'm not going to be adding foundations and concealers and stuff like that. I'm going to add a hair groom because people have discovered that Boom Silk is doing wonderful things for frizzy hair. So I'm going to take out some of the oil so it's not quite as oily and make a hair groom. I'm going to take all the really healing ingredients in the beehive and make a very concentrated medicinal balm. It's going to be called Boom Balm, Boom Curl, and then I'm going to make Baby Boom. I'm going to make a diaper rash baby lotion, and then I'm going to make a personal lubricant.
Very nice, very nice.
So four new products coming along over the next 6 months to a year.
Wonderful. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
So now is this your full-time activity? Is this what you're doing? Are you doing any modeling anymore at all? Or?
I am doing some modeling. I did a huge campaign last year that's worldwide, but sadly not in America, for Nivea. It's a German company, and most people do recognize the name Nivea. But they spend their advertising dollars in other countries. And I just got back from a Coldwater Creek photo shoot out in Idaho. And a couple weeks ago, I was doing another photo shoot for Target and JCPenney. So the modeling career is happening, but I am devoting most of my time to Boom and the pro-age revolution. I always like to say women gather over superficial things like makeup and jewelry, but then they talk about much deeper, more important subjects. And Boom has created a wonderful community of women. I have a blog on my website, and every Saturday I send out a video. I call it Saturdays with Cindy, and I talk about subjects that are really important to us around self-esteem and self-confidence and just a myriad of subjects. And I find that I am so passionate about that. And I'm creating gatherings in different cities so women can come together and talk about these really important subjects. And when women get together with the same intention, we can move mountains. And this pro-age revolution is building momentum every day. So I invite everybody to the website, boombycindyjoseph.com, and read the different pages. Look at the press. There's been some wonderful videos that are really bringing the pro-age revolution to the forefront. I'm spearheading the whole thing, and it's a very, very exciting movement. And women all over the country are participating. They're throwing away the hair dye. They're wearing their silver hair with pride and with style. And young women are writing in and saying, thank you so much for doing this. I feel like I have something to look forward to. Instead of looking at aging as a negative, I'm looking at it as a positive. I'm taking this paradigm we've created that age is a big mountain and you reach a peak and then it's downhill from there, and I'm turning that upside down into a V for victory. You're born at the bottom and life just gets wider and more expansive and more all-encompassing as we get older. So it's the pro-age revolution, and Boom is the sound of an explosion. It's the sound of a revolution, and we're changing everybody's mind about age across America.
It's interesting when to listen to you talk and express your obvious passion. And I found it also interesting when several years ago, I think it's when she turned 50. She's an actress and a beautiful woman to my mind, anyhow, to my eyes. I mean, I've always thought this woman was just about a dream, as far as I was concerned.
And Who is it?
Jamie Lee Curtis decided to let her hair go her natural color.
And
she went silver and or gray, whatever you want to call it. And she's now also involved in Protivia or whatever it is that she advertises for digestive health and so on and so forth. But she made that conscious switch, and she had, I think, some of the same thought process that you had. At least I got
absolutely.
That just from reading about her when she was on the, when she was the cover girl on the AARP magazine. And,
yeah, there are women across America in all walks of life, and they are saying, that's it, I'm throwing away the hair dye. There's a wonderful book called Going Gray, Looking Great, and there's a website, Cafe Gray, where women are coming together and sharing their thoughts and feelings about it and showing how they're growing their hair out after throwing away the bottle of dye. But one of the things I really want to make a point of, and because I grew up in America as a woman, I am not against women dyeing their hair or getting surgery or using Botox. If you want to do it and it makes you feel good, by all means, I understand. I totally understand. But there is a thrill and an excitement about kind of letting your age come out of the closet and wearing it with style and letting other people see that it's a good thing. It's really, really exciting, and I just, you know, I really invite all women to consider doing whatever you do, you know, being motivated by pleasure and fun rather than any kind of fear or of any kind. I think it's just so important to celebrate who you are.
Well, I liken it to the male gender, and I can look at it myself for that happened to me, and that is as I got older and whatever else. Not only did I gain weight, but that's the way it goes. But I also started to lose hair. I had hair loss, and I was doing this and doing that and letting it grow long at the sides and doing various comb jobs.
Instead of just shaving your head.
Exactly. And I said, somebody says, oh, my gosh, you shaved all your hair off. And I said, yeah. I says, I have exhausted all my comb-over options.
And we all know a comb-over, and we recognize it, and we detect it from, you know, a block away. Like, nobody's really fooling anybody by doing it. But we, you know, for a while, we kind of feel like, oh, well, maybe we should do that. And then suddenly it dawns on us. What do you know? I'm not fooling anybody. Plus, it's a lot of work. Like, I just want to be free.
And not only that, but you have to put all that spray shellac on your hair to keep it there.
Yeah, there you go. You're using all those products. One thing I want to mention before I leave is that AARP is having a national convention in New Orleans on September 2021 and 2022, and I am going to be speaking there, and I'm
wonderful.
Also going to have a booth there,
wonderful.
And anybody that's in the area or is interested in the convention, please come and see me and talk to me, and I'd love to share and listen and, you know, get everybody interested in the pro-age revolution and check out my products, and, you know, it's just, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be 3 days. It's called Life at 50 Plus, Reimagining Your Life.
Well, I understand, too, Cindy, that is going to be their last national convention.
Really?
They have had them for several years now, and I guess the expense may just be getting to be too great to bear. That's what I understand, anyhow. I don't have it on good authority other than the fact that the guy that runs the local AARP chapter that we go to once a month. And also, I know what it's like. We went to the AARP convention a couple of years ago when it was in Las Vegas. And, my gosh, we had it was amazing. I have never seen anything like it in my life. We went as members of the media, and we got to have an interview with in the press room with what's her name? Angela Mayu was the poet.
Angela Mayu, yeah.
And also the developer of All in the Family. He was there.
Fantastic.
A couple of the people from Dancing with the Stars were there.
We have Mickey Hart, who is the famous drummer from The Grateful Dead, is going to be there, and Emeril Lagasse, the chef. I think Whoopi Goldberg is speaking, and just a myriad of speakers. And I'm going to be there speaking about the pro-age revolution and reimagining your life and moving into, you know, the next decade of your life and starting new cycles. And, you know, it's going to be very, very exciting. And
well,
I'm just thrilled to be a part of it.
Well, the one that we went to in Las Vegas, I mean, we went to and we saw the headline act, which was, all of a sudden these names are leaving me, my gosh. Faith Hill. Faith
oh,
Hill
right.
was on stage. And
I
have never, other than my first love in Hollywood, Jamie Lee Curtis, this woman took my heart. I tell you, she stood up on that stage and she sang for 90 minutes nonstop.
Wow.
She sang her hits. She sang Cajun. She sang gospel. She sang anything and everything, you could, every genre you could almost imagine.
Wow.
Absolutely rocked the house. And she was up there. She says, man, here it's dry in the desert. I need some lipstick. Anybody got some lipstick? And this woman handed her some lipstick, and she put it on, gave it back to her. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, my gosh. That is wonderful.
And it was funny because it was early in the evening. It was like 9:30, quarter to 10, and the concert was over already, and we're walking out. And I said, we've got to call the kids and tell them that we just saw Faith Hill.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, it starts a month from now, and it's in New Orleans, and the hurricane will be long gone by then.
Absolutely.
So I invite everybody to come. And if you're there and you heard me on this radio show, please let me know. That would be really fun to know.
Exactly.
That's great. And then come visit the website, boombycindyjoseph.com. I'll see you there.
All right. Well, Cindy, thank you very much. It's been a fun hour talking to you and meeting you on the phone, and I appreciate you taking the time from your schedule to come and visit with me today also.
Well, it was an absolute delight. It's lovely to meet you this way, Pete, and I bet you have a lot of very faithful listeners.
Well, we like to hope that it's the same people coming back on a regular basis. Now, you're in New York yourself, correct?
Yes, my company's based just north of New York City, and that's where I run the whole show. That's where the helm is.
Okay, very good.
But the internet has provided such a wonderful service to create communities of people all over the world.
All right.
So, looking forward to hearing from everybody.
Very good. Well, thank you once again for being on the show, Cindy. I do appreciate it. I'm going to give you a call right after the show. A couple of things I want to touch base with you offline. And let's do that if it's okay. And for now, we'll just say goodbye to you and thank our listeners for listening. You've been listening to Arizona Boomer Radio, part of the Boomer the Babe series with the Boomer and the Babe. Unfortunately, the Babe wasn't with us today, but I guess Cindy wouldn't mind if we called her the guest babe for the day, because she is a very attractive woman. So we're going to go with Cindy Joseph, guest babe today. And also, thanks again for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow with another great guest and another great conversation. We try to bring the conversation to the world, and I think we're managing to do that. So thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and hope you come back and listen to us again tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody.
You've been listening to Arizona Boomer Radio with Pete Peters and Deborah Brown. Arizona Boomer Radio is produced by the Boomer and the Babe Incorporated and can be heard Monday through Friday. You can sign up for their online magazine at boomerandthebabe.com. To reach the Boomer and the Babe, email host@boomerandthebabe.com or friend them on facebook.com/boomerandbabe. And on Blog Talk, you can friend them at blogtalkradio.com/boomerandbabe. Follow their tweets at twitter.com/boomerandbabe. Be sure to make the second half of your life the best half of your life. And remember, at 50, you're just getting started.